Happy holidays, everyone. This is Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett, bringing with you today the spirit of the holiday season here in beautiful Farmington, New Mexico. I wanted to share with you events and things that are going to be happening that hopefully will make your Christmas season bright and shiny, as we try and do every single year here. Lots of things coming up. I hope you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving. But once December kicks off, we've got a lot happening. So make sure you've got your calendars out and you're ready to take some notes. Or as a shortcut, as I tell everybody in our community, the best place to go to get event information, things that are happening in your community, is on farmingtonnm.org. That is the Visit Farmington website. It provides you great content and information from a number of all different entities here in our area. If you are an entity and you're putting on a special event, this is the organization that you need to send your information to make sure that they get put on the calendar so folks around here know what is happening, what's going on. What I'm going to be focusing on today is going to be events that are really built with the city of Farmington as a sponsor, co-sponsor, and involvement there. But there is a lot more than just these things happening. So again, farmingtonnm.org, put it as a shortcut on your phone and make sure you're checking it out every week because there's so much going on. So I'm going to start out first and foremost. We've got December 2nd. We've got tree lighting and Christmas social at the Sycamore Park Community Center. The Sycamore Park Community Center is such an important asset here in our city, providing so much programming and opportunity for both youth and adults in our neighborhood surrounding the south side of town. They put on a great show every year, so make sure you join the Sycamore Park Community Center, located at 1051 Sycamore Street, on Monday, December 2nd at 5 p.m. for an evening of fun and festivities. They will start the evening off with a snowball fight. I don't know if it's real snow, but maybe it is. We'll see what happens in the weather, followed by refreshments and a small activity. At 6 p.m., we'll gather around and light the Sycamore Park Community Center Christmas tree. This event is free to attend. It's an important component. We want to make these things accessible. It is free to attend. Please call the Sycamore Park Community Center with any questions at 505-566-2480. Obviously, rolling into that week, it's a big week in regards to the kickoff of the Festival of Trees. This is going to be happening at the Farmington Civic Center. The City of Farmington, in conjunction with Presbyterian Medical Services, hosts this event every single year. And it's so fun just to see the organizations who come out and build these beautiful trees. I mean, if you haven't been there in the past, I'm telling you, this is something you have to see. And the organizations who volunteer to build these trees, they go out for auction. But you'll have trees, for example, one year we had a Lego tree. It was this giant tree made out of Legos. Or you'll have a hardware store tree with all these hardware equipment, the themes, Star Wars themes, Indiana Jones themes. They really go above and beyond. And it's a sight to behold, and there's a lot of things built around it. This year's Festival of Trees scheduled event starts on Tuesday, December 3rd, from 5:30 to 8:30. That's when it will be open to the public. And then it moves throughout the week and is open on Wednesday, December 4th, from 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., Thursday, December 5th, from 11:30 to 8:30 p.m., Friday, December 6th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday, December 7th, from 8 to 11:45. So one of the great things happening with this event, as happens every year, is the story time with me, Mayor Duckett. And I invite you and your kids to come out. I'll read a rendition of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Obviously, a beautiful Dr. Seuss story, one that is timeless in its applications and has been turned into so many different medium sources for us to enjoy. So that will be going on at the Farmington Civic Center on Wednesday, December 2nd. 5:30 is when the reading will take place. And then immediately following that, once the sun goes down, we will be lighting the giant community Christmas tree in Civic Center Plaza. That will also include live entertainment from 6 to 7 p.m. There's going to be hot cocoa, book and ornament giveaways for the kids, and a whole lot more. So make sure you're there as a part of this great event. And let's really fill up Civic Center Plaza this year as we ring in the Christmas season. On December 5th of that same week, we have to make sure that you're aware of the Christmas parade. And the Christmas parade is being brought to you this year by the Young Professionals Network. That is YPN, a part of the San Juan County Real Estate Brokers. We appreciate them stepping up. The Chamber of Commerce has hosted this event and organized it for a number of years, and the young professionals looked at it as an opportunity to step in and find a way that they could serve their community, and we're excited for that. So 5:30 p.m. on December 5th is when the parade will be kicking off, and this is a big parade. This is one each and every year. You're guaranteed. We're talking an hour to 2 hours long. Santa Claus is always there. There's plenty of candy for you and the kiddos. But again, for the people who are volunteering to put their vehicles or their floats in the parade, I just want to say thank you. And as a community, we should come out and cheer them on. There's always a contest between who has the best Christmas parade float. And we want to make sure we're out there to support them and ring in Santa Claus as he comes down Main Street in our beautiful renovated downtown. Again, this is on Thursday, December 5th, starting at 5:30 p.m. Don't know what the weather is. It's always good to dress in layers to make sure that you can stay comfortable throughout the evening's event. On December 7th, we have a weaving demonstration with Kevin Aspis at the Farmington Museum. Really a great opportunity to come out and see the traditional rug weavings done by our friends in the Navajo Nation. Kevin is based in Shiprock and is a Dene weaver, fiber artist, shepherd, and farmer. Join him at the Farmington Museum at 3041 East Main Street on December 7th from noon to 1 p.m. for a special presentation, including a traditional weaving demonstration. This event is free to attend. And any questions, please call the Farmington Museum at 505-599-1174. Also on December 7th, we have Jingle and Mingle Holiday Open House at the Farmington Recreation Center. Celebrate the holidays with Santa at our annual Jingle and Mingle Holiday Open House. Join us at the Farmington Recreation Center, located at 1101 Fairgrounds Road on Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will have refreshments, visit with Santa, fun holiday games, door prizes, and a preview of programs, activities, and events coming in 2025. This event is open to all ages and, of course, free to attend. If you have any questions, please contact the Farmington Recreation Center at 505-599-1184. Just a comment on the number of programs and programming that our Parks and Recreation Cultural Affairs Division is putting on. This last year was just tremendous, and I know many of you took advantage of it, and we had so many people sign up for some of these summer programs specifically that they were too full. So be sure you're paying attention to what's happening here with the programming from our Parks and Recreation Cultural Affairs Division, and get involved. Get involved. That's the best thing we can do. December 12th through the 14th, the Heather McGaughey Youth Theater presents A Charlie Brown Christmas. Who doesn't love A Charlie Brown Christmas? It's one of my favorite things of the year. Everyone's favorite holiday classic comes to life in A Charlie Brown Christmas, coming to the Farmington Civic Center. December 12th through the 14th, this is adapted, of course, from Charles M. Schulz's timeless story and featuring a cast of young local talent. This is where we can come out and really support our youth, those individuals who are willing to take that step forward to go out on stage. It takes guts. I can tell you that for sure. So let's go out and celebrate with them. Festive musical is under 60 minutes, making it perfect, of course, for the whole family. Show runs Thursday and Friday at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Tickets are only $7 to $10. Let's pack out the Civic Center and let's enjoy A Charlie Brown Christmas, brought to you by our local youth, and of course, all proceeds support the Heather McGaughey Theater Program. So reserve your seats today at farmingtonshows.com, another great website to make sure you keep in your phones. Farmingtonshows.com gives you information on all the shows happening throughout the many theatrical venues here in our area. December 3rd, we have the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center Christmas Lunch. If you're interested in coming out or bringing family members or volunteering, the Christmas lunch and the Thanksgiving lunches at the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center are just very special, and it really gives you perspective on the number of individuals who are taking advantage of these resources and our seniors when it comes to providing food and information for them and social opportunities. The Senior Center is such a wonderful place to be, so be sure to join us as we celebrate the season with a festive lunch at the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center located at 109 East La Plata Street on December 13th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Contributions are encouraged and welcome. Be sure to arrive early, and there is, of course, no reserved seating permitted. You're going to have to show up to get seated, but it's worth it, and it's always a delicious meal. You can call 505-599-1380 for more details. That's on December 13th. December 14th, we have a morning with Santa at Sycamore Park Community Center. Join Sycamore Park again. It's an awesome opportunity to bring the family out on Saturday, December 14th at 9 a.m. for a morning with Santa. Bring your Christmas wish list, enjoy breakfast with Santa, and make a craft or two. They have huge tables filled with crafts for the kids. The cost here is $8 per person. It does cost money to bring the craft items in. And learn more and register at the FarmingtonNM.gov register website under special trips and events, or call the Sycamore Park Community Center at 505-566-2480. Again, Sycamore Park Community Center is located at 1051 Sycamore Street. Post-Christmas, after you've done all the shopping and you've opened the presents and Santa's come down the chimney, all those things that have happened and the family is looking forward to 2025, we do have a happy noon year at the Farmington Civic Center. Little ones can't make it to midnight. That's okay. Ring in the new year at noon, brought to you by the E3 Children's Museum and Science Center. This event has grown so popular, it has moved now to the Farmington Civic Center. Stop in on December 28th from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for crafts, cake, and sparkling cider, a DJ, and a balloon drop at noon. This is a free family fun event. Call 505-599-1424 for details. And a big shout out to our E3 Children's Museum staff and crew. Again, just another fantastic asset we have in our community, providing just our kids a really fun afternoon. If you get out to the E3 Children's Museum, I promise you the kids will have a great time. But let's bring in the new year together at the Farmington Civic Center early so the kids don't have to stay up till midnight. That's on December 28th, 10:30 a.m. at the Farmington Civic Center. Ongoing events that are happening during this time of year, we have the DeBay Bigaha exhibition at Farmington Museum. I know I did not say that correctly, so I apologize. Join us at the Farmington Museum for this new exhibition here that will be here through spring of 2025. The word is Dene for sheep wool. DeBay Bigaha. I wish I need to learn that better. Sheep wool features the weavings of Tisnasbas, including an impressive collection of weavings from Lucy Eugene Yabini Whitehorse. Free admission, of course. Visit the farmingtonmuseum.org website for more details. Bonnie Dallas Senior Center Bingo on December 6th. This is a bingo that goes on at the Senior Center all year long, but you can enjoy an afternoon of bingo with your friends on December 6th. It's held every third Friday of each month at 1 p.m., and it's only $1 to play. Come on out. Date night dance at the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center also occurs every month throughout the year. This month in December, it's December 7th and 21st. So kick up your heels at the Senior Center with their date night dance every second and fourth Friday of the month. Doors open at 5 p.m., and the dance is from 6 to 9 p.m. This is $3 per person to attend. Toddler Playdate at the E3 Children's Museum and Science Center happens on Wednesdays. Playdates are designed for families with young children to develop early fine motor skills and find new playmates. Visit our Tots Turf area at E3 Children's Museum and Science Center, located at 302 North Orchard Avenue, every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for fun and engaging activities. Playdate activities encourage children's imaginations and exploration of the world around them. After School Art Attack at E3 Children's Museum and Science Center on Wednesdays. Need to get your art on? Swing on by the E3 Children's Museum and Science Center after school on Wednesdays from 3:30 to 4:30. Kids ages 6 and up can explore their creative side with enjoyable art projects and new art techniques. The E3 Museum also offers Simply Science. On Thursdays, kids ages 6 and up are invited to join in the fun at the E3 Children's Museum and Science Center from 3:35 to 4:30 p.m. every Thursday. We enjoy some simple science experiments, the kind you may not get to do at home in the kitchen. Dress accordingly. Hopefully things will get messy. For more information for all the events happening at the E3 Museum, you can contact them at 505-599-1424. Friday, a week full of fun stuff going at the E3 every week. But on Fridays, it's the place for Friday fun. Join us from 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. for art, songs, stories, and maybe even some science. This free program is designed for toddlers 18 months to 5 years. but all ages are welcome. The Farmington Museum Fun Day Mondays is starting your week off right. Hosted by the Farmington Museum System, Fun Day Mondays happen every Monday in December. December 2nd, 9th, and 16th. Activities are from 3:30 to 4:30 and are held at the Farmington Museum. Be sure to check that out. Back to Nature at the Riverside Nature Center, December 3rd, 10th, and 17th. Back to Nature has a new time, so make sure you've marked your calendars for in December, Tuesdays from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. for nature-inspired arts and crafts. This free drop-in program is designed for ages 6 and up or younger with adult assistance. Wear clothes you don't mind getting dirty. And that, my friends, is the most up-to-date information on activities and events happening here in the city of Farmington, sponsored by your city. We just want to say thank you, as always, for the fine work that you're doing at San Juan Regional Medical Center. Know how much myself and my family, and of course those throughout this community, are appreciative of the work that you're doing. And if you don't get to hear it every day, we say thank you to you and yours. So God bless you this holiday season, and let's go out and fill the streets and fill these programs and activities with us and our kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you again soon.